Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality, certified pros at Angie.com.
Temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer, a beach bum summer, or a wake-me-when-the-sun-sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Happy Wednesday to you. I'm here to help you get over the hump. I'll be hanging out with you for the next 2 hours. This is a 4-hour show. I get started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific for all my folks on the West Coast. Me, I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host Ryan Hickey, he is in New York City. I hope you're good. Shout out to all my folks dealing with that hurricane, stupid hurricane. I hope you're good, okay? And if you're not, it don't matter what you are. Let me keep you company. You can always listen to the show on the free Odyssey app. You can hit rewind. You can start from the beginning. You 2 hours behind if you're just tuning in. Thank you to people listening live on their local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. Everybody locked in on SiriusXM channel 158. And if you got a smart speaker, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. I'm not here for a long time. I'm here for a good time. 4 hours every single weekday. We've had a busy show so far. We talked about Brandon Ayuk, still a member of the 49ers. We spoke to Andrew Filippone from 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh. Andrew Filippone says Brandon Ayuk is going to be a Steeler. We talked about the White Sox finally winning a baseball game. They won a baseball game yesterday to break and snap a 21-game losing streak, and then they promptly proceeded to lose again today. That's what losers do. They lose, they give you false hope, and then they lose some more. They're losers. Talked about the New York Giants and the Lions being punished for these training camp practice fights that they've had this week. The NFL said each of you guys gets fined $200,000. Now, where that money goes, that collective $400,000, I have no idea. Hickey, is the NFL donating that money to a food bank? What are they doing with that money?
I hope so.
Can I get some of that? Like, I want $200,000.
That'd be nice. A little drop in the bucket.
For the Giants, they ain't missing that money.
No. Neither the Lions.
The Lions are missing that? No. Come on, 200, nothing. Just give it to me. Jim Harbaugh got punished. NCAA said, you're suspended, even though you don't work here anymore. Because you were chatting it up with a recruit, took a guy out to breakfast, had a cheeseburger during COVID when you weren't supposed to. They suspended him for 1 year. He's with the Chargers now. It doesn't matter. It's hilarious. It's like your parents punishing you after you moved out of their house. Talked about the Eagles. This upcoming season might be a punishment for Nick Sirianni if the team isn't good. Otherwise, he's getting the boot. Of course he is. And then we have more to get into as the show continues on. Next hour, of course, as we wrap things up, I'm going to share with you a few things that took place this day in sports history. We have some Olympic news, some good, some bad. America's getting ready to take on Serbia tomorrow. They better not lose, otherwise that'll be a joke. And it got me thinking, got me really thinking about Serbia, an underdog. I think they are a 17-point underdog against the United States of America basketball team tomorrow. Now, would anybody be shocked if Nikola Jokic became Superman tomorrow? The answer would be no. People would be surprised if they still beat the United States of America. It would be one of the biggest upsets in sports history. I'm not exaggerating. If Serbia, led by Nikola Jokic, beats Team USA basketball, people will be talking about it forever. I can imagine it now. Anthony Davis will get dissed about it all the time, reminded. Joel Embiid will be talking about it. Pretty much the big guys. People are going to make fun of Steph Curry. Hey, you went to your first Olympics and lost to Serbia. People will use that as a talking point against LeBron James. The USA can't afford to lose tomorrow. And it got me thinking. Today's Wednesday. Every single Wednesday, I bring to you a new top six list. And so with all the Olympic action going on and the stories of triumph and perseverance, today I'm sharing with you a top six list of underdogs in sports history. I'm going to take you on a journey on some of the biggest upsets and underdogs who have overcome it all. You know what? I'm not going to waste any more time. I'm going to get into it right now.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's time to get JR's latest top six list, only on the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here on the Infinity Sports Network, coast to coast. It's time for a new top six list. It's time to talk about some of the top six underdogs in sports history. Who had no chance? Who had slim odds and still came out on top? I'm going to tell you right now, and we're going to start off with this number right here.
Number six.
You want to talk about one of the biggest underdogs in sports? We got to go back to 1990. We have to go back to Tokyo, Japan. We have to get in the ring with Iron Mike Tyson, and we have to be Buster Douglas. That's right. Buster Douglas upset Iron Mike Tyson in Tokyo, Japan. Mike Tyson was 37-0 at the time until Buster Douglas did this. Take a listen, courtesy of HBO Sports, which no longer broadcasts boxing.
It appears that Tyson is virtually a one-eyed fighter at this point.
A desperate one-eyed fighter. Brawling willingly just to try to get in the shot that will finish things in.
Oh, the uppercut.
What an uppercut by Douglas. And down goes Tyson.
It's over.
It's over. Mike Tyson has been knocked out.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, Mike Tyson, he's a human being. I mean, we've seen Mike Tyson get hit a bunch over the course of his life. Hickey, he's still going to fight that, what was that guy, that Jake Paul? He's still going to fight him in November, right?
Oh, that's right. I actually forgot about that.
What happened to Mike? He has some liver, something that old, he had ulcers, right?
Yes, that caused, what was it, a medical emergency on a flight, I believe is how it was dressed up?
Yeah. Do you think Mike Tyson had pizza for breakfast like I did?
Stomach ulcers? I mean, yeah, that could be a small part of the problem.
Oh, maybe. That and his age. And getting punched in the gut. Well, not him. Anyway, Mike Tyson losing to Buster Douglas is one of the biggest upsets ever. Buster Douglas is one of the top six underdogs ever. Of course, it took him a few months. He lost all them damn belts to Evander Holyfield. Shout outs to Evander here in Atlanta, Georgia. Let's listen to Buster Douglas talk about upsetting Iron Mike Tyson. He told us to ESPN.
You know, I felt strongly. I mean, I fought under six undercards with Mike, so I was aware of his potential. But I was there, so I got to look at him in a different way, not so much of what I seen the results of his ring bravado, but it was just him as a person, looking at him and seeing him a little differently, too.
Yeah, I got Buster Douglas number six on my list. Top six underdogs in sports history. If Buster Douglas is six, what's the next number?
Number five.
Let's move from 1990. Let's go to 2007. Let's take a look at the New York Giants. The Patriots. They were 18-0. All we heard about was this Dolphins talk of 1972. The New York Giants, God bless them, they ended up winning the Super Bowl as a wild card team. And you could thank one of the biggest catches in NFL history. David Tyree had that helmet catch. Plaxico Burress had the game-winning touchdown. And the New York Giants, the wild card team, ended up beating the New England Patriots in the Super Bowl. Anytime that Tom Brady takes an L, an angel gets its wings. And so the New York Giants, the 2007 version of the New York Giants, yeah, they're one of the biggest underdogs in sports history. Listen to David Tyree talk about his catch. He spoke to the New York Giants.
He fires the ball down the middle of the field, which normally you do not do that.
No, not the middle of the field.
From there, it was like Chariots of Fire. You know, music going on in the background, and you just locked in on that ball. And, you know, for me, all I remember is, you know, going up to high point it.
It is caught by Tyree.
Catches it. Ball off his helmet, head. You couldn't tell what he did with it. And I'm just thinking to myself, are they saying he caught that?
I really didn't know anything about the helmet. I just remember getting my second hand back on that ball. All I know is I got it, and I'm not letting this thing go. It's a moment in time that's literally like frozen. I just call it a miraculous play that I'm the fortunate recipient of.
When he caught the ball, game was over. We knew we were going to win.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Eli Manning, for throwing it. Eli Manning beating Tom Brady two times will put Eli Manning in the Hall of Fame. It's going to happen. Watch. The New York Giants, the year 2007. One of the top underdogs in sports history. I have them at number five. If I got the Giants at five, what's next?
Number four.
Top six underdogs in sports history at number four. Is there a bigger underdog than this guy? His name is Kurt Warner. We all know, I think most of us know his story, right? You're listening to a sports radio. Do you know his story? I'll tell you right now. Maybe you're in the car and you don't like sports and the person next to you loves sports. Listen to me very carefully. Kurt Warner went from bagging groceries in the back of a supermarket. Not even the front, the back. They didn't want to show his face. Kurt Warner was bagging groceries and became a two-time NFL MVP. The man went into the Hall of Fame in 2017. This man is a Super Bowl MVP. This man thought his NFL career, his football career was over. And he ended up on the Rams. The year before he got there, the year before he played, they went 4-12. And then you add in Kurt Warner, who actually plays. Trent Green goes down. Marshall Faulk comes in. They draft Torrey Holt. You have Isaac Bruce. And the next thing you know, boom. The Rams of St. Louis are beating the Titans in the Super Bowl. And Kurt Warner, out of nowhere, the guy throws for 4,300 yards, 41 touchdowns, 13 interceptions, has one of the best careers that a quarterback ever had. And he did all of this from bagging groceries. Yeah, so shout out to all my people working in the supermarket. You can be like Kurt Warner, too, if you can throw a ball 80 yards down the field. After Kurt Warner won that Super Bowl on ABC against the Titans, he spoke to them and he talked about winning Super Bowl MVP. It was quite heartwarming. Listen to this.
5 years ago, you were stocking supermarket shelves in Iowa. Now you're a Super Bowl champion, an NFL MVP, a Super Bowl MVP. What message does it send to people who always have the dream but don't have the guts and the courage to follow on it?
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, I always believed in myself, and I got a whole bunch of people here that believed in me. And as long as I had those guys, I was going to give them everything I had. And it's because of these guys and the confidence they had in me that that I'm standing up here today. And I thank all the players, all the coaches, my family, everybody for believing in me. And we're world champions. How about them Rams?
Come on. And Kurt Warner, he's such a nice guy. I've had Kurt Warner here on the show. He's such a nice guy. You got to root for a guy like Kurt Warner. I appreciate the fact that he's also a nice guy. I got him at number four on my list. You want to talk about an underdog? Bagging groceries to Super Bowl MVP, Hall of Famer. He's a Hall of Fame person. That's even better. Kurt Warner's on my list. Number four, top six underdogs in sports history. What's the next number?
Number three.
Victor Wembanyama is 7'4". Georgie Morrison, if you remember him, remember Sean Bradley? These guys were like 7'6 and 7'7. There was another guy who was playing at the same time in the 90s. This man was 5'3". He was playing in the Atlanta Giants. Some of the guys were more than 2 feet taller than him. You want to talk about an underdog? I got Muggsy Bowles at number three on my list. The man was 5'3". 136 pounds. He had a 14-year NBA career. What and how? At one point in time, at his peak, Muggsy Bowles was averaging like 10 points, 10 assists, 10 points. He was a double-double at 5'3". What? How do you do that? I guess you're from Baltimore. Yeah, you have to be from Baltimore to be 5'3" playing in the NBA because you got to be a tough you-know-what. I want you to listen to Muggsy Bowles, his teammates, the opposition, talk about this man and how he played in the NBA. Listen to this.
He wasn't worried about, you know, being the guy with the most points or being the star on the team or a guy in the paper. He just wanted to lead his team, to make sure he got the assist to help you score as easily as quickly as you could.
I remember him basically taking me under his wing and just telling him, like, young fella, all I want you to do is run. Don't let me beat you down the court. You know, and he was serious. He said, I'll find you. Just run.
Now, I owe a lot to Muggsy because Muggsy gave me an opportunity to go out there and get extra shots, because if it wasn't for his pinpoint passes, probably would have been a little more of a struggle.
I laugh at that was Alonzo Mourning, the second guy before last. Alonzo Mourning is just like, oh, yeah, Muggsy Bowles, he took me under his wing. Alonzo Mourning is like 6'10", 6'11". Muggsy Bowles is 5'3". Shout outs to Muggsy Bowles. I don't care about Isaiah Thomas. Well, not Zeke, not Chicago Isaiah Thomas. I don't care about Nate Robinson. How the hell are you in the NBA at 5'3"? Hickey, you think we could have a guy in the league right now 5'3"?
He would get bullied big time.
Oh, my God. Not a chance in hell. Yo, Muggsy Bowles is tough as hell, man. I got him at number three on my list. That's a big underdog. Top six underdogs in sports history. Muggsy Bowles at three. What's next?
Number two.
We got to go back to 1985. Why? Because at number two on my list, it's Villanova. It's the Wildcats. Because they went out there and they upset Georgetown to win the 85 championship. The final score is 66 to 64. Georgetown, they went 35-2. They had five NBA players on the team, including some guy named Patrick Ewing. They got Patrick Ewing in foul trouble. They abused the fact that there was no shot clock. And man, they shot almost 80% from the field and knocking off the Hoyas. I want you to take a listen to this, courtesy of CBS.
The key thing here for Villanova: one, they must get the ball inbounds within 5 seconds. That means it must touch a player from either team within 5 seconds. I think they've got to throw the ball up at least towards the half-court area. They cannot afford to throw that ball in under their own basket, because with 2 seconds to go, Georgetown can get a piece of it and put it back up. Let's see if Raleigh Massimino tries to get the ball up court. That's it. Villanova has done it.
Villanova did it. Back in 1985, knocking off Georgetown 66-64. Let me say this again. Georgetown went 35-2. Villanova went 19-10 in every game they played up until that point in the NCAA tournament. They were all close games, but God was on their side that day. Shoot, how you shoot 80% from the field? They were just hot. That's it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're talking about the top six underdogs in sports history. On the other side, I'm going to give you numero uno. Who is number one? What's the biggest underdog in sports history? I'll share that with you on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality, certified pros at Angie.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable scent beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppable bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. Get 6 times longer lasting freshness plus odor protection with Downy Unstoppables in wash scent beads.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. It's something very important that I need to share with you. You need to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. It's Wednesday. I'm giving you a new top six list. And today, with the Olympics taking place, you know, we're going to have some folks who win and then we have some people who lose. Well, today I wanted to share with you a top six list of some of the biggest underdogs in sports history. And in a few seconds, I'm about to share with you who I have at number one. But if you missed things in the last break, A, you can go hit rewind on the free Odyssey app and you can get the full explanations. You can listen to the audio and what have you. Let me give you a quick recap. At number six, I gave you Buster Douglas knocking out Mike Tyson. At number five, top six underdogs in sports history, I gave you the New York Giants knocking off the Patriots to win the Super Bowl, Super Bowl 42. And number four, I gave you someone familiar with winning a Super Bowl. He went from bagging groceries to winning Super Bowls and going into the Hall of Fame. His name, Kurt Warner. You want to talk about underdogs? And number three, I gave you a 5'3", 14-year point guard in the NBA. His name was Muggsy Bogues. At number two, underdogs. big, bad Georgetown fell to barely get there Villanova back in 1985. Every single game seemingly for Villanova was close. They end up beating Georgetown. The final score is 66-64. One of the biggest upsets in sports history, not just college history, not just college basketball history, history, period. So if I have that game, if I have Villanova at number two on my list, you want to talk about some of the biggest underdogs in sports history. If that's number two, where the hell does that leave us right now?
Number one.
We have to go to the Olympics. The winter version. We have to go to Lake Placid, New York in 1980. We have to take a look at USA, Team USA Hockey, knocking off the Soviet Union to advance to the medal round where they ultimately won gold against Finland. This wasn't just some hockey game. This was no simple match. This was the miracle on ice. As amateurs went out there and beat up on the big, bad Soviet Union when they were supposed to be smashing us. The United States of America beat them 4-3 to advance to take on Finland and ultimately win the gold. This is one of the biggest upsets in sports history. You want to talk about an underdog? This is why I have them at number one. I want you to take a listen right now to the final call as Team USA beat the Soviet Union. This is on ABC.
11 seconds. You've got 10 seconds. The countdown going on right now. Morrow up to Schultz. 5 seconds left in the game. Do you believe in miracles? Yes!
Unbelievable. Do you believe in miracles? That is one of the most famous calls that you will ever hear in sports, flat and period. And so I have the team, well, not the, I have Team USA Hockey from 1980. They're my number one underdog in sports history. Let me give you a recap. At number six, I gave you Buster Douglas knocking out Mike Tyson. At number five, I gave you the 2007 New York Giants knocking off those undefeated New England Patriots to win the Super Bowl. At number four, I gave you Kurt Warner, the guy who went from bagging groceries to becoming an NFL MVP and a Super Bowl winner. And number three, I gave you a 5'3" point guard who played 14 years in the NBA. His name is Muggsy Bowles out of Baltimore. And number two, I gave you Villanova. Villanova knocking out Georgetown to win the national championship back in 1985. And at number one, I gave you the U.S. hockey team beating the Soviet Union in 1980 to advance to win a gold medal, knocking Finland off. Do you believe in miracles? Yeah, I got them at number one on the list. Shout outs to Team USA. Hopefully, Team USA men's basketball, hopefully they knock off Serbia. We do not need any surprises between now and Saturday. None. None. None at all. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. That was my top six list of some of the biggest underdogs that we have ever witnessed in sports history. Now, of course, there are more than six underdogs. Of course, there have been more individuals that have come from behind. Of course, there have been more teams that have beaten the odds to come out on top. Do you have a favorite underdog? Is there an individual? Is there a team that you respect so much that you want the country to hear them get some love? Then call me up. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We're talking some of the biggest underdogs that we've ever seen in sports history. Your calls on the other side of the break.
Oh, hey, we're invited to the Johnson Summer Pool Party this Saturday. I said we'd bring our famous potato salad.
Oh, Saturday? But that's when the blinds guy's coming to give us a quote. Those appointments take forever.
Oh, yeah, I meant to tell you. I already found everything we need at Blinds.com. They're totally online, so we don't have to wait around all day just to get a quote. I talked to a Blinds.com designer, and they're sending us free samples.
Oh, Blinds.com? I've heard of them.
Yeah, they've been around for over 25 years, but not everyone knows they can also handle the measuring and installation for a fraction of what the other guys charge. Plus, they have a 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Well, Blinds.com sounds like a no-brainer. Guess I'll cancel.
Already done. That gives you time to make the potato salad.
Yes, dear.
Shop Blinds.com now for summer savings up to 45% off. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Doors take us to summers away or winter adventures and afternoon getaways. Your dedicated Fidelity advisor can help you open those doors by working with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Because doors were meant to be opened. Visit fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimum supply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Look around. What do you see? Cars, lots of them. And guess what? They're probably on Auto Trader. Whether you're into timeless classics or the latest trends, did somebody say solar-powered, eco-friendly, vegan leather-wrapped, aromatherapy-scented, disco ball-equipped self-driving car? If you see it on the road, you can likely find it on Auto Trader. Big cars, small cars, blue cars, new cars and used cars, electric cars, and one day, maybe even flying cars. With millions of options to choose from, buying a car becomes a whole lot easier. See it, find it. Auto Trader.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. The phone lines are open. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We're talking about some of the biggest underdogs that we've ever seen in the world of sports. It is Wednesday. I just shared with you a new top six list as we took a look at some of the biggest underdogs. If you missed the full list, the full explanation, the fancy audio, you can hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. That's it. Let me give you a recap, quick one. At number six, I gave you Buster Douglas. At number five, I gave you the 2007 New York Giants. At number four, I gave you Kurt Warner. At number three, I gave you Muggsy Bogues. At number two, I gave you the Villanova Wildcats of 1985. And at number one, the biggest underdog in sports history, I gave you Team USA Hockey, who knocked off the Soviet Union back in 1980. Who's an underdog that comes to your mind? Who beat just gigantic odds? What individual, what team, who is it? Tell me. 855-212-4227. Chuck, he's here from Michigan. You're on the JR Sport Brief show, coast to coast. What's up, Chuck?
JR, my man, what's happening?
How are you?
Oh, I'm fine, sitting out in the garage this time of night, like I always do, listen to your show. Actually, I listen to all the shows until I have to go to bed. But anyway, yeah, I'm on CBS. I've been listening to talk radio way back since 1980, whatever, when I was in the Air Force. And Jim Rohn, that's where I picked it up from, listening to him. But I like CBS radio. You guys are great. Okay, now listen, here's the deal. The first big upset, if you look back, was 1972 in the Olympics, okay? USA and Russia basketball. Okay, there was some rigmarole about a basket, so the referees made them play it again. And Russia took the ball out, threw it to Alexander Belov, who made a layup, and that was it. And it was controversy for like 2 years.
Yeah, well,
remember that?
Yeah, I wasn't alive for that. That was before my time, but I've been out to Munich, Germany. I certainly am familiar with that. Is that really an upset, though? Is that?
Yeah. Yeah, because the USA had never lost a basketball game in the Olympics.
Yeah, but there was it's funny business, and I'm thinking more so underdogs. Like there would be no business of them beating us if there was no funny business going on. That's
no. Russia was an underdog. They weren't supposed to beat the United States that year.
Yeah, they weren't, but there was funny business.
What you talking about, funny business?
At the end of the game, it was controversy. Like that wasn't clear cut. I mean, even if we think about the political climate at the time between a Cold War going on, there was no. I get what you're saying, but that was a little. There was more controversy than a clear cut decision. You get what I'm saying, Chuck?
Okay. Yeah, I hear you, man. Now, yeah. Okay, I listen to you all the time. I listen to all you guys on the station, really.
Thank you, yes.
Well, listen, you need to come up here for November 21st, and the SC's coming to town. We're going to be at the Big House Party.
Uh-oh. Partying like what? What you going to be doing?
You're going to be going to the game, man, tailgating and all that stuff.
What do you do at your tailgate?
Well, normally I play music. But this particular game, I'm hanging out with the grads down on the the old guys. The guys are retired already. Went to Michigan.
The alumni?
The alumni guys. I would be hanging out with them. You need to come on up, bro. Check it out. Right. I'm a disabled veteran. Okay. Sports is my life.
Right.
I'm 66 years old, and okay. I love your show, and you keep on doing what you do. Tell Hickey I said, hey, what's up happening, man?
He can hear you. Hickey, he'll answer you. He heard you. Go ahead, Hickey.
Hey, listen, I got some people down there in Warner Robins just to let you know.
Oh, in Georgia?
Yeah.
Well, when you coming to Warner, where you coming this way?
Next year I'm coming down for spring training and all that in Tampa. So every other year I go to Phoenix and then I go to Tampa. We lost service people. He's a retired friend of mine that we worked at Hanscom Air Force Base together. And I go down and see him and then go to spring training.
Well, if you swing through Atlanta, you let me know, okay, Chuck?
Oh, I had to ride right through that bad boy.
All right. Well, there's a better chance of you seeing me here in November than up in Michigan when freezing my ass off. Okay, Chuck?
All right, baby. I love you.
I love you too, Chuck. Thank you so much for calling from Michigan. No doubt about it. Yeah, I got no problem with cold weather. None at all. It could be -5 outside. But if I have an option of it being 70, 75, or -5, I think I'm going to stay my ass here in Atlanta. I'm just saying. In November, I think I'll stay here. Come see me in Georgia. Ask me to come to Michigan in the summertime, okay? 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We're talking about some of the biggest underdogs in sports history. Damon is calling from Virginia. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Damon?
Not much. How you doing, JR?
I'm excellent. You all right?
I actually love your list. I think that Buster Douglas should be a little bit higher on your list. But if you remember, I'm from Philly. I'm a Villanova fan. That's like that. So I like that in number two. But what about the Boston Red Sox being down 3-1, down to their last strike with 2 outs? And come back to beat the Yankees and win the World Series.
Oh, absolutely. What did they call that team? They called those guys a bunch of what? Rejects? What did they call those guys?
I'm not sure, but I know it was like Manny Ramirez, Big Poppy, Shane Victorino. Basically a bunch of misfits.
Yeah, Pedro was there. Yeah, Johnny Damon.
Okay, Pedro, that's what I'm saying. I wanted to put that out there, and then I wanted to say, because you should remember, it's football season, I'm on my Eagles stuff. Jalen and Sirianni have been good for 3 years. I mean, if things go bad for 1 year, let's just see what they do this year.
Yeah, Damon, that's
and
how
I
it,
think
that's,
we're going to be pretty good.
I think so, too, but that's how it goes. Every year is We live in a what have you done for me lately world. And so we have to see what they'll do lately. And thank you for calling from VA. D, appreciate you.
All right.
Thank you. All right. Hickey, what they call them guys? They were misfits or freaks or something like that. That Boston Red Sox team was irritating.
I thought it was the Idiots.
Idiots, yes.
Right,
we're
the
just
Idiots?
A bunch of, what, I don't want to put words in their mouth, but yeah. What I call them, misfits? I think Johnny Damon came up with that that phrase. And they did. A bunch of guys running around with long hair. They drug users. Hi, Manny Ramirez. Speaking of Manny Ramirez, where the hell is Manny Ramirez? Is he playing baseballs in the middle of nowhere somewhere? I feel like Manny Ramirez was jettisoned outside of America, played baseball everywhere. Japan, Korea. Let's see, where's Manny? I can't even tell you. Where's Manny Ramirez playing baseball? And how old is he? Manny Ramirez got to be like 50-something right now. A drug cheat that you don't see anymore. Let's see. It's amazing. He was amazing to watch. Couldn't believe him. Oh, he's only 52 years old. Oh, my God. Manny Ramirez is one of the best baseball players I've ever seen with my eyes. Did he need drugs? The answer is no. Did he use them? Yeah. He's in that A-Rod category of I use drugs, but I did not need them at all. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We're talking about some of the biggest underdogs that we've ever seen in sports history. Let's go to Isaiah. Isaiah's calling from Boise. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Isaiah?
First off, I just want to say I absolutely love your show. It's awesome. I think you're doing great, and I really appreciate everything you do. Now I just got to say that the biggest to me coming out of our state in Idaho is Boise State versus Oklahoma. We were one of the biggest underdogs, and we went in there, and we competed, and we battled, and we put Boise State on the map, and we beat Oklahoma, took three awesome plays that even to this day are considered some of the best college football plays ever. And I just think that we are in that realm. We're probably not the biggest underdog, but we're up there. We're up there, and, you know, you got to put a little bit of respect on that because college football is a long time running, 100 years for some of these schools, you know, long time historical football, just energy and just everything.
You talking about the Fiesta Bowl? Is that what you're talking about?
The Fiesta Bowl, yes, sir. The 2006-2007 year, the Fiesta Bowl, and I'm telling you, here for us, we don't have a pro sports team.
Right.
We don't have nothing like that.
Yeah, I love Boise. Y'all got that blue grass. You know, I like that blue grass.
Yes, sir. Yeah. And our closest, you know, I gotta drive 5 hours to watch the Utah Jazz game.
Seattle.
I gotta do all that. But I'm not even into those teams. I'm a Boston fan, you know, and dare I say it right now, I'm a Dallas Cowboy fan. And if I also may say, as a Dallas Cowboy fan and as a realist of a Dallas Cowboy fan, even last year I knew we were underdogs against the Green Bay Packers.
Crap.
I know, and I'm gonna have other fans to be like, no, we were not the underdogs. But you know what? In my mind, as a fan, that's a realist.
Okay,
that knows our history.
Well, at least
thank you for the mind, man. Appreciate it. Yeah,
you're welcome. Thank you. No problem. Rock and roll. Okay, all right. I'll take a breath. Take a breath. I love you too. Take a breath. Take a deep breath. Everybody breathe with me. You all need to breathe after listening to him. Take a breath. Inhale. Exhale. There we go. Oh, man. I feel like I need more to take a breath after him. I appreciate him for listening. I love him. You got to appreciate him. I remember that Fiesta Bowl game, the highlights. Because I remember that was on That was a New Year's Day game. Let's just say I was busy the night before. I may have had pizza that morning. 855-212-4227. Matt is here from Buffalo. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Matt?
Hey, yeah. So I actually have a golf underdog story going way back. The 1913 U.S. Open, an amateur, Francis Ouimet won against Harry Vardon and Ted Ray. I think it's the last time an amateur has won the U.S. Open.
Damn.
Yeah.
What year was this? Were you weren't alive yet, were you, right?
No.
How old are you? Are you, what are you, like 135? No. How old are you?
25. Yeah, okay. So a little bit before my time. Before your time, too.
Yeah, I think so. What are you, a golf historian? You love golf?
Well, I love golf, and there's actually a movie about it. It's called The Greatest Game Ever Played. But yeah, 1913, he qualified into the field that week and ended up winning the tournament.
Well, that's awesome. Hey, Matt, what do you do for fun?
Golf and watch the Bills.
Well, that sucks. I asked you about fun, not pain and suffering, okay? Well, thank you, Matt, for calling from Buffalo.
Yep, thank you.
No doubt about it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Well, he doesn't remember when they went to the Super Bowl one time, two times, three times, four times, and lost. Anyway, when we come back, we're going to talk about more underdogs in sports. 855-212-4227. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. Don't move.
Oh, hey, we're invited to the Johnson Summer Pool Party this Saturday. I said we'd bring our famous potato salad.
Oh, Saturday? But that's when the blinds guy's coming to give us a quote. Those appointments take forever.
Oh, yeah, I meant to tell you. I already found everything we need at Blinds.com. They're totally online, so we don't have to wait around all day just to get a quote. I talked to a Blinds.com designer, and they're sending us free samples.
Oh, Blinds.com? I've heard of them.
Yeah, they've been around for over 25 years, but not everyone knows they can also handle the measuring and installation for a fraction of what the other guys charge. Plus, they have a 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Well, Blinds.com sounds like a no-brainer. Guess I'll cancel.
Already done. That gives you time to make the potato salad.
Yes, dear.
Shop Blinds.com now for summer savings up to 45% off. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Christy Pierce-Rampone here, former member of the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team, three-time gold medalist, and two-time World Cup champion. I'm mom to two teenage girls and a dog mom, too. All four of them need lots of stuff, and we always need it fast. And that's why we use Amazon Prime. When our favorite leash broke, I went right to Prime, and with one click, I ordered it again. Not to mention all the great streaming shows I watch with family. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever you're into. Whatever you're into, it's on Prime.
Look around. What do you see? Cars, lots of them. And guess what? They're probably on Auto Trader. Whether you're into timeless classics or the latest trends, did somebody say solar powered, eco friendly, vegan leather wrapped, aromatherapy scented, disco ball equipped, self driving car? If you see it on the road, you can likely find it on Auto Trader. Big cars, small cars, blue cars, new cars, and used cars, electric cars, and one day, maybe even flying cars. With millions of options to choose from, buying a car becomes a whole lot easier. See it, find it, Auto Trader.